This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched India's first two genome-edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said it is a historic day for India. He said these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country.
आज का ये कार्यक्रम दो देश पूरे कर रहा है नंबर एक उत्पादन की लागत घट रही जो दो हमारी किस्में हैं उनमें से एक कमला DRR 100 धान की एक किस्म और ये मूल किस्म जैसा बताया गया है सांबा महसूरी अब उसकी तुलना में अधिक उपज 25 से लेकर 30% और ये 20 दिन पहले पक के तैयार हो जाएगी मीथेन गैस का उत्सर्जन कम होगा उत्पादन बढ़ेगा किसान को फायदा है जनता को भी फायदा है बढ़ती हुई आबादी को अगर पूरी तरह से पोषण सुरक्षा देनी है खाद्य सुरक्षा देनी है तो उत्पादन बढ़ाना पड़ेगा
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टुडे मेट चीफ ऑफ द एयर स्टाफ एयर चीफ मार्शल AP सिंह इन न्यू दिल्ली द मीटिंग केम अमिड राइजिंग टेंशंस बिटवीन इंडिया एंड पाकिस्तान फॉलोइंग द पहलगाम टेरर अटैक Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart General Nakatani in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Defense said in a statement, both sides will exchange views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discuss ways to further deepen the bilateral defense cooperation. This will be the second meeting between the two defense ministers within 6 months. Union Home Minister Amit Shah attended the valedictory event of the 1008 Sanskrit speech camps organized by Samskrita Bharati in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, he said Sanskrit language can guide the world to resolve its problems. Our correspondent reports that Samskrita Bharati has organized 1008 Sanskrit speech camps in the national capital between 23rd April to the 3rd of this month. 25,000 people participated in these camps and learned Sanskrit language. The Election Commission will soon launch a single-point mobile application, ECINET, to provide a unified digital platform to stakeholders for all electoral-related activities. The Commission said in a statement that ECINET will integrate and reorient over 40 of existing mobile and web applications of the poll body. The first World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 will conclude today. Masterclasses on filmmaking and cultural events are the main attraction on the last day of the four-day event. The event, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju today said that every creator that participated in Waves is leaving as a star. The secretary said this while addressing a cultural session during Waves in Mumbai. Mr. Jaju noted that musicians that contested in the Create in India Challenge CIC captured the essence of India through their performances. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Mr. Jaju said that Waves has been an incredible stage for investment, business, art and culture, establishing itself as people's movement.
ये अपने आप में एक अविस्मरणीय रहा है ना केवल इंटरनेशनल पार्टिसिपेशन बहुत जोरदार था साथ ही साथ बिजनेस भी बहुत हुआ है इन्वेस्टमेंट अनाउंसमेंट्स हुए हैं वेव्स बाजार में खरीद फरोख्त हुई है वर्ल्ड की टॉप मीडिया एंटरटेनमेंट कंपनीज यहाँ पर शामिल रही कल्चरल प्रोग्राम बहुत अच्छे रहे एक पीपल्स वेव्स बन के निकल के आया है ये पहला एडिशन
Amid a missile strike near the Israeli capital Tel Aviv's airport, Air India has announced that all its flights to and from the city will remain suspended till Tuesday. In a social media post, the airline has said operations will remain suspended with immediate effect to ensure the safety of the passengers and staff. It added that passengers booked on the airline's flights with valid tickets between today and the 6th of this month will be offered a one-time waiver on rescheduling or full refunds for cancellation. In Jammu and Kashmir, three army personnel were killed when their vehicle skidded off the road and plunged into a 700-feet deep gorge in Ramban district today. Our correspondent reports that the army truck was part of a convoy moving from Jammu to Srinagar along Jammu-Srinagar National Highway when the driver of the vehicle lost its control. Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will begin with a colourful and grand opening ceremony at Patliputra Sports Complex at Patna in Bihar in a short while from now. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the event. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 71 for 5 in 7.5 overs against Kolkata Knight Riders at the Eden Gardens a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.